things with Josh haven't changed. I mean, he's the exact same person, exact same player. He seems like he hasn't aged a bit in terms of his arm strength or his athleticism. Josh has been the total guy we thought he was going to be. He's taking command of this offense, and he's taking command of the room. The guys respect him. And, you know, he's done some good things on tape so far, and we're pleased with Josh's progress. Well, I think we're getting a feel of that right now. I think you can't get a total feel of that until you put the pads on. You know, it's kind of out here playing two-hand touch right now, and we're going up against barrels right now. That's who our opponent is when we're out here with our players. So I think from a skill set standpoint, you can know what they can do well, but from an actual route running standpoint, in terms of who are guys good against jam coverage, who are guys off coverage, those type of things, you don't really find out until you put the pads on. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's going to be a piece. I wouldn't say prioritized, but it's going to be a piece. Like I've said many times, our run game is going to be very, very similar to what we've done here in the past. The pass game and the protections are going to be a little bit different. So that's kind of where it is right now. Johnny's been great. I mean, he's been fantastic. I mean, you know, what he wants to talk about, before he stepped foot back in this building is his business. All I know is Johnny, the football player, and he's been awesome. He's been working hard. You know, very hard with myself and Kevin, and doing what we want him to do on the field. Well, the number one thing is time clock in his head. I mean, those spread guys, the ball's out so quick. A lot of times on those bubble screens and, you know, quick passes, he's got to have a time clock in his head on the throws down the field. The other thing that's going to be really different for him, and it has been different for him, and he's working on it hard, is the protection part of it. You know, they only had two or three protections at A&M, and, you know, we're going to ask him to do a lot more at the line of scrimmage in terms of the protection standpoint. Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I think fundamentally, I think the guy, first of all, I think he has a fairly good arm strength. I think he gets the ball out of his hand fast. I think Johnny has a lot of traits that good quarterbacks in this league have, and it's just a matter of getting better at him. All I know is this, okay, the moment he stepped in this building from the last 2 weeks, I think it's been, okay, he's been nothing but the consummate professional. He's spent every hour that he's been allowed to spend in this building. We give them worksheets every Tuesday and every Friday, and they're done to the unbelievable detail that we need an NFL quarterback to do. But from that standpoint, like I said, I can't predict the future, but all I can do is tell you right now, Johnny Manziel is putting him in a position to be a quarterback in the NFL, yes. Well, the first thing, I don't want to speak for Josh, but I don't think he's ever been at a place. I know my year in Oakland with him in 07. I don't think he's ever been at a place where we feel as confident taking some of the pressure off him during a game in terms of running the football. So, you know, like I said, I don't want to speak for Josh. You can ask him that, but that's the striking, glaring thing that's going to be there for Josh. Well, yeah, I mean, again, like I said, I watched a lot of Johnny's tape his year coming out from college, and I gave him a draft evaluation grade, okay? They ran a lot of the same pass concepts as you run in the NFL. His Johnny's game is just, it's a little unorthodox. I mean, he likes to escape the pocket. You know, he does a lot of impromptu stuff. And the thing Johnny's doing right now is he's improving his game of being an NFL quarterback. And he's making great strides in doing that. So I'm the last guy that's going to take Johnny Manziel's athleticism away from him. I will not do that. I refuse to do that. Okay. And I told Terrell Pryor the same thing. Okay. That's part of your game. Now we need to refine the other part to make you the complete quarterback. Absolutely. You should have seen the choice route he ran and done the 7-on-7 period today. It was fantastic. I mean, we're getting those guys out there. Last week, I think later on in the week, we had Terrence and Crow and Glenn out there, you know, all out there catching routes from a wide, you know, wide alignment. So, yeah, that's going to be something we're going to do. Is it something we're going to be majoring? We'll see how good we get at it. But, yeah, that's something we're going to have in our package, yes. Well, I tell them this is, and I tell a lot of our players this, not just Johnny. I tell them I'm really proud of how they've handled the new situation and the change. Change isn't easy. They've had a lot of coordinators here. So I tell a lot of our players, including Johnny, you know, how proud I am of them of how they've handled the change.